not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
It's sad to report that Mary Adams, Victor Kilo 4, Papa Zulu, has passed away. Mary, VK4PZ, held a well-earned life membership of Radar Club Rockhampton and has been an amateur radio operator and WIA member for 50 or 60 years. Certainly you and VK4ERM, myself, Graham, VK4BB and many others who've been around for quite a few years have fond memories of her. Clive, VK4ACC, the Radar Club secretary, remembers going to Mary and Gordon's 70th wedding anniversary. Gordon, of course, VK4GM. Even in her 90s, she was a keen WIA and Radar Club supporter. She was treasurer with Hal Hobler, the original VK4DO, the then president of the club, back when it was the CQ branch of WIA. Mary was well known for raising club funds with her famous money board. Mary became the smoko lady when her eyesight began to fail. She maintained she could not help technically anymore, but could always supply supper at the meetings. That was Mary. And that was her way of helping. Along with husband Gordon VK4GM, they did many JOTA meetings. Gordon could see okay and Mary could hear okay, so combined they operated effectively. A great couple, nature's best. Mary's funeral was a private affair out western Queensland at Jericho, with family at her old stomping ground. Vale, VK4PZ.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 2019 on the 13th of April. It's 1 week away. Got your table booked yet? Be quick, don't delay. $10 per table. Vendors admitted at 7 a.m. For table bookings, email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Breakfast at 8 a.m. Redfest opens at 9 a.m. $5 entry. Don't forget the raffle. $2 per ticket. 3 tickets for $5 and 6 tickets for $10. We'll draw the raffle at 10:30 a.m. It's a UHF digital mobile radio transceiver, value $130. Of course, to win it, you must be in it. And to be in it, you must be at Redfest 2019 on Saturday the 13th of April. After the raffle, there's a fox hunt. We will also have a display of the ingenuity of the Redcliffe and District Radio Club. For more details, please go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au or you can find us on Facebook. Bye and 73s.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Many thanks to Gary, VK4GRB, for sending a link to an interesting blog this week. N0SSC's Ham Radio blog. Millennials are killing ham radio. Here is a 25-year-old amateur writing about the view his generation has on this hobby. For all of us who have passed middle age, and I would think that would be the majority, here is the perspective that we need to encompass and turn to the benefit of amateur radio. It's been the subject of some of these meanderings, but coming from the keyboard of a self-identified millennial, it has an impetus that should not be ignored. Unless all of us are prepared to acknowledge that the world is a changing habitat for mankind, we may face the same outcome as the meteorite-extinguished dinosaurs. We enjoy a technological pastime, and technology is evolving around us. When the word comes from someone who is enjoying the changing nature of electronics, we should surely accept it as a wake-up call. There is a certain joy when feedback arrives at the news desk, and last week was one of those joyous occasions. Club executives who have placed the insurance through the Wireless Institute will have had dealings with Ted Thrift, VK2ARA. Now, here is a person with specific knowledge as it pertains to radio clubs. And he picked up on my remarks. I'll use Ted's own words. As WIA assessors, we had the benefit of professional indemnity insurance, as do all WIA board members. I've not seen even one word about how AMC will ensure that assessors voluntarily working for them will have any form of indemnity cover at all. Now, if you're concerned about the what-if factor, this is a real concern if club facilities or private homes are used, as to whether there is any protection and whether vicarious liability extends to the examining authority, AMC. Of course, this may also apply to other bodies conducting amateur radio activities. If someone claims an assessor committed a wrongful act in the course of an assessment, or a piece of furniture gave way and caused an injury, just who would the contingency lawyer send the court papers to, and who would end up paying the bill? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.